brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to another
exciting,
amazing,
and thrilling,
dope,
super hot fire.
Oh my gosh! Episode
of the V
A
R show. I didn't mean to put that in there, but DJ Six and I were just watching the super hot fire and Monkwe rap battle. What does that have to do with our show? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
You know, but we love all types of competitions. Yes.
It was very competitive.
Yeah.
Seeing two greats.
Sometimes in the life, you know, you can't be too competitive. Sometimes, you know, you just have to be competitive.
You know? And going straight into it. Speaking of competitiveness, this past weekend, we had some insane games that took place. Starting obviously all the way from the Premier League to the Champions League. And we're going to talk about just some notable games that happened this past weekend. And what we think, right? So I'm going to start with the biased ones, you know, because we are 100% biased.
Definitely.
You know, we don't really care about what's happening besides what's happening in our teams. And this past week, right, DJ Clark, right, his team extended their unbeaten run, making it, I think, four or five consecutive games
without losing,
as they went on to face a Nottingham Forest side which is also finding their feet, and then basically trying to do their best under Sean Dyche. And the match ended up in a 2-2 draw. What were your thoughts on that game?
It's a shameful match. We're looking very forward as Man United fans to see another victory. And I'm not trying to put the other team down, the other team being Nottingham Forest, but we should have walked away with the win. We were leading 1-0 through the first half, and within the first 5 minutes of the second half, they scored 2 goals. Damn. You explained that to me. I don't know how that makes sense, but all I can say is that the team went to sleep. You could see they went to sleep, because even after the equalizer by Nottingham Forest, normally that's when your team wants to bring in the resurgence and actually get back on. But they just so easily conceded 2 goals. Like, there was no... Nottingham Forest was pushing, but there was no fight back. And fortunately for them, they got a draw. Unfortunately for us, we could not extend our winning run. However, we have not lost. If you look at it in a holistic context, about how our performances have been, yes, it's an okay performance. But in the whole perspective, in the whole point of view around where United is trying to go, we should have won that game.
Yeah, no, definitely, I agree with you. Because I did get to see the first half of that game. And actually, you were looking very, very strong. Probably should have made it even more than 1-0 by halftime.
Yeah.
But going into that break, I was expecting like a comfortable 3-0, 2-0 win.
Exactly.
Possibly 3-1, because Nottingham Forest didn't even look like they had a threat going forward. And then coming back after the game, I see 2-2. I'm like, what?
It's crazy,
how
right?
How did that happen? Like, what the heck? So I think that you guys did fall asleep there. And obviously, to get to that elite level, you have
We threw away the chance of being second position on the log. Think about it. Again, like I said, if you look at it in the holistic context of where Man United is coming from recently, it's not the end of the world.
No.
However,
yeah,
it wasn't great from them.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously the man of the match for that match being Brian Mbeumo, who is on fire currently at the moment. I think he's the only player in the Premier League. There's some record that he has. But he's really making a difference. And all.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he? I mean, I stand to be corrected, but I think he was top goal scorer of last season.
Yeah, he was up there.
Goal scorer or one of the top.
Yeah, you know, he was definitely up there. I remember him being third at some point. I think Salah did take it in the end.
Yeah.
But Mbeumo was definitely up there, and he's keeping up that same hunger.
Yeah,
that same
he
passion.
Keeps scoring.
It's crazy.
But
crazy.
One thing I am proud of, despite of the bad performance, big ups to that volley by Amad Diallo.
Woo!
That equalizer was spectacular.
Stunner of a goal to at least equalize on the 81st minute. So
yeah, we're really hoping that the manager was going to bring on some substitutions, bring players that are going to really, you know, boost the attack and put pressure. And one of the players that I know can do that really well, putting pressure on the defenders, is Mason Mount. Yeah. I was hoping that they'll bring in the likes of Mason Mount, add pressure to the defenders, and just, yeah, like I said, some resurgence, put in players that are going to, you know, really put an impact on the attack and force a goal. Harry Maguire as well, we know he's very very linked with that kind of stuff. So get Harry Maguire. Get a couple of crosses into the box, do something. Now, of course, there were tactics behind Ruben Amorim's decision-making. However, we did expect a lot more from that aspect as well.
Yeah. And after that game, Man United dropping to 8th place, which is still not a train smash, as you've said. You guys are only 2 points away from 2nd place Man City, so that doesn't really do much damage.
Yeah.
But...
And as much as we've played a couple of games... in the season, it is still quite fresh. I don't think we've gotten halfway to the first season yet.
No.
First half of the season. I don't think we're even halfway through the first half.
No. And to make matters even worse, if you guys had won this game, like you said, you'd have been second, and that's second, like clear second, like no game in hand, nothing. You guys are second in the league, which would have been crazy. But only 2 points separating you from second place. That just shows you how close this season is. And speaking of Man City, we went on to go and win against Bournemouth, who also was having an insane form.
Yeah.
In recent games before they faced us, they had an 8-game unbeaten run.
Yeah.
So going into this game, I was a bit unsure, you know, because things can happen. Man City was looking shaky, losing to Aston Villa the previous week, but we came through with a 3-1 win. Thanks to Erling Haaland, and Kyle O'Reilly.
I was uncertain as well. I looked at that game and I was like, "Hey, I'm not sure about this one, because Bournemouth has been performing and they've been showing teams up."
Yeah. But then obviously they went into that game. The coach did say that although we are facing a Man City with a striker, you know, at the level of Erling Haaland, we're gonna still try and play our game. And then, right, because of the way that they played, Haaland's runs went picked up. So basically they let Haaland loose and Haaland punished them. And then the coach in the post-match interview did say that, look, we came in wanting to play our game, and yeah, obviously a striker of that level, he did see a gap and he did punish us. But we were not going to come and try and play compact and defend and stuff. So they were unlucky about that. Moving Man City to second place behind an on-form Arsenal as well, who won 2-0 against Burnley. So it's actually looking good. Just to give you the top 10 teams quickly. So Arsenal at first, Man City, Liverpool, Sunderland. Yes, Sunderland is still there, remaining fourth. So they are still up there, bro, after drawing with Everton in a 1-1 game.
Yeah.
On the Monday. So Sunderland's still there. Bournemouth, Tottenham, Chelsea, Man United, Crystal Palace, and Brighton. Brighton winning 3-0 in their latest game as well. So the log is actually looking quite interesting, with the bottom teams being Wolves, Nottingham Forest, and West Ham.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, after the game of the weekend with Nottingham Forest, I look at where they are in the log, and they're in the relegation zone.
Yep,
which is quite interesting.
No, it's insane. If they did manage to win against you guys, they would have been out of the relegation zone. But it's looking tough this season, especially for Wolves. Wolves is looking like they're going to go down this season.
But yeah.
We will see. Yes. But that's not all that took place. The main attraction obviously would have been the Champions League, which took place over 2 days this week. And just to give you some highlights of the games that we saw. So obviously Tuesday, the first game night, we had some crazy fixtures there. Notably, Liverpool versus Real Madrid and Bayern Munich versus PSG.
Mm.
Going into this, I was expecting a Real Madrid, you know, thrashing. Like,
yeah.
I was even like intimidating all the Liverpool fans that I knew, telling them, you know, with Madrid, it can go really well or really bad, you know. But then Liverpool actually shocked the world as they came and they got a win against Real Madrid.
Yeah, I think they shocked absolutely everyone. And like you said, it can go really well or really bad. And in Liverpool's case, it went well. They managed to get a win against Real Madrid, who are currently the all-time holders of the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
Obviously, PSG winning it last season, so taking that throne or domination round away from them. Mm. However, Real Madrid are still, you know, the all-time Champions League team.
They are still the Mr. UEFA's, bro. Mr. UEFA's. And Liverpool keeping an on form Mbappe at bay as well. Vinicius Jr. was also kept quiet for majority of the game. So, big ups to Liverpool. And then Bayern Munich and PSG, another blockbuster happening at Paris in Parc des Princes.
Parc des Princes.
Yes. There you go. And Bayern Munich also shocking the world and also getting a win at France, at PSG.
Yeah, look, someone, I don't remember which conversation this was, but we're having a conversation, and someone asked, who do you think is going to win the Champions League? And I said Bayern Munich. Now, were there any facts behind what I said or any kind of research? The honest answer is no. However, I am putting out a hunch out there and saying, look, it's time for teams like Bayern Munich to step back up and take their place.
No, true. Yeah. And Bayern Munich is looking very, very strong, getting stronger by the day, and they extending their unbeaten run this season.
I was just shocked when I saw that Bayern Munich had Nicholas Jackson as a striker.
Yes! Yeah. That is what we need right there, man. That is what we need. And yeah, they haven't lost a game since August. Literally. They have not lost a game since August. And I think that they are the only team right now that has that stat. However, for PSG, things did not go well. Obviously, them losing the game, but also four of their key players now on the injury list. So that being the likes of Ousmane Dembele, who was taken off on the 20th minute. Achraf Hakimi, after conceding a bad tackle from Luis Diaz, right?
Yeah.
Had a terrible injury that happened to him. So he also was added to the injury list. Nuno Mendes also out. Nuno Mendes is out with a sprain in his left knee and is out for weeks. And then Désiré Doué, who was out before the game, but then that makes it now four of their key players. Four players who were in that initial Champions League winning squad.
Yeah.
Now they're out and they're injured. What do you think this will do for PSG in the coming fixtures?
Hey, man.
How will this affect them? Because chances are it's going to affect them.
Yeah. Look, especially at this stage where they really need, you know, their strongest team. And obviously having players go out on injury at whatever part of the season you are is never necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
It affects your performances and also how well you're able to qualify, you know, for the elimination round. So something that they should look at, you know, fixing urgently.
Yeah. So that's very, very, very unlucky for PSG.
Yeah.
Other notable fixtures were Barcelona drawing 3-3 to Belgian side Club Brugge, which was also unexpected. I honestly saw Barca winning that game clean.
Yeah.
But then they obviously were playing in Belgium as well. A very, very, very passionate, hostile Belgian crowd there, booing Barca players every time they touch the ball. So it wasn't an easy game mentally.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, a game that didn't go Barca's way.
Yeah.
A game that didn't go Barca's way. Other games that we saw, Manchester City extending their winning streak as well. Right, and still going on strong, winning 4-1 against a Borussia Dortmund side looking to improve.
Yeah, Erling Haaland going back against his previous home side.
Yeah, and he always scores against Dortmund. Like,
yeah, must have been an emotional moment. at least I'd like to think so for him, to go back to his previous club, see all the people, see the fans and some of his ex-teammates as well.
Yeah.
And never mind to just go there, but to go and win 4-4 is also interesting as well.
And also scoring, and he now right is has made it into the top 10 Champions League scorers list of all time, only playing 52 games. He's currently the only player with more goals than the games that he's played.
Yeah.
So it's actually insane. And yeah, I mean, he's still young. He still has many more years to go. All those records that the strikers have achieved are in danger, man. Are in danger. Yeah. Haaland is set to break all those records. And yeah, those were just some of the key fixtures that we saw. And obviously Arsenal winning against Slavia Prague as well. Atletico Madrid winning as well. Lots and lots of the big sides getting through their wins. Inter Milan as well. Benfica not in good form, as they have lost again. And just to give you what the table looks like currently, right? So as things stand, what's happening in the Champions League, and if things remain the same, this is what it is going to look like.
Yeah.
Just to give you that list so that you can see and get a sense of basically what's to come and who might win the Champions League. Just so you can predict properly, right? And so, yes. So, currently, this is how things stand. Bayern Munich, number one, 12 points. Arsenal being joint first as well with the same points. Inter Milan also joint first with 12 points. And then Manchester City, PSG, Newcastle, Real Madrid, and Liverpool. So those are the teams currently, right, that are on course to receive guaranteed qualification. So straight up qualification automatically through to the knockout phases.
Yeah.
Right, so those are currently the top teams. According to this, these are the top teams in the Champions League. And then coming next are the teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Right, so Galatasaray, Tottenham Hotspurs, Barcelona, Chelsea, Sporting, Dortmund, Karabakh FK, Atalanta, Atletico Madrid, PSV Eindhoven, Monaco, Paphos is actually a team from Cyprus, Bayer Leverkusen, Club Brugge, Eintracht Frankfurt, and Napoli. So these are the teams that will be receiving automatic qualification to the playoffs. And they're going to be playing against each other to determine who will go through to the knockout phases. Right. And then the teams that will be eliminated, if things don't change, these are the teams that are going to be eliminated from the Champions League. So Marseille, Juventus, Athletic Bilbao, Union Saint-Gilloise, Bordeaux, Slavia Prague, Olympiacos, Villarreal, Copenhagen, Kairat, Almaty, Benfica, and Ajax. Benfica and Ajax being the only teams in the Champions League this season to not even register a single point.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing here this season is that the level is truly, truly, truly something else. And not only are the big boys also firing in all cylinders, but also we have a lot of other teams that are also fighting. As we see, a team like Karabakh is 15th, and they are currently going to the playoffs. A team like Atalanta beating an on-form Marseille. So this
crazy
season is actually insane. You cannot predict Bayer Leverkusen, despite the terrible start to the season. They are currently also due to go and qualify for the playoffs. So, yeah, it's just going crazier, man. And I'm going to encourage you to just keep on watching and obviously keep on rooting for your team. But this season, currently, the team that's looking like they're going to go all the way is Bayern Munich.
It's just interesting for me because, for me, I'm kind of, like, as I've mentioned on the show, low-key supporting Olympique Marseille, and that's obviously because of Mason Greenwood.
Yeah.
So it would be sad to see them go out of the Champions League by relegation.
Currently they are on course to go and be, you know?
Yeah.
Knocked out. And who knows? Maybe that's going to help them go all the way in Ligue 1. So we don't know. But what we do know is that we are going to be back here next week again, delivering hot news, super hot fire news, as DJ Tlo has said in the beginning of the show. And we're going to be back here next week same time, same place.
Peace.
Tell the boys and girls we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.